Now, as promised, let's hear more from Michael Stipe, whose group REM is another Rock and Roll Hall of Fame honoree this year. REM was formed in 1980. For years, the group was categorized as alternative rock and popular mostly on college radio. Then the group hit the mainstream big time with such hits as Losing My Religion, Everybody Hurts, and Stand. Terry spoke with Michael Stipe in 1998.
In some of the REM recordings over the years, your voice is mixed kind of deep into the music, as opposed to being up front in front of the music.
Yeah.
And me personally,
that's my insecurity coming out again.
Is it?
Well, yeah. And at the time in the early '80s, everyone was mixing the drums louder than the vocal, and I just thought that was really embarrassing. We didn't want to be a disco band, and I was somewhat reacting to the music of the day, but I was also just kind of embarrassed because I'd never really, the thought process of being a singer, being in a band, putting out a record, and then it's like, oh, whoops, well, I've got to write words because people expect words, and then, oh, well, the words should make sense. And, I mean, if you listen to our records, the first really three or four records, including Chronic Town, you're basically watching four guys learn how to write songs, and you're watching me learn how to write a lyric, I find that kind of fascinating. You know, those records mean a whole lot to a lot of people. Sometimes they're a little hard for me to listen to, but I do appreciate them for what they are.
Right. I'm wondering if you were influenced by any soul singers, too.
I think I must have been, but I can't think of anybody right on. My growing up as a child, my parents were not huge music fans. It was like a lot of Gershwin and Mancini and the 1812 Overture with real cannons, and what else?
Well, your father's in military.
The Sound of Music, yeah.
Oh,
But we lived in Texas for a stint, and mm-hmm. There was country radio, and that was bubblegum, when bubblegum pop radio was really big, and so that was certainly an influence. I didn't really have an older brother or sister that turned me on to the Beatles and turned me on to the Who and turned me on to all the music of the 60s, and so... You know, I kind of discovered stuff via radio as a child, and then really up until I found that magazine article and heard Horses, I was just kind of coasting along. I mean, I think before that, the only one musical artist that I thought was really interesting was Elton John. When Benny and the Jets came out, I thought that was one of the most amazing, and I still do it. For me, Benny and the Jets and Rock On by David Essex are two of the most amazing they'd be in my top 10 of best pop songs ever.
Now, I know because your father was in military, you moved around a lot as a kid, mm-hmm. as he got transferred to different military bases. What impact did it have on you to always be the new kid in the neighborhood?
Well, the positive aspects are that my family and I are very close, and when you're forced to make new friends fairly regularly, It kind of brings you together as a unit. I hate that word. Well, anyway, we were a great loving family and very close, and we still are. And that's about the greatest gift that could ever be given to me.
Let me play another REM track, and I think I'll choose one of your most famous recordings, your big hit, "Losing My Religion." Is there a story behind this song?
Yeah, I was embarrassed about it at the time. But I finally fessed up to being a huge fan of the song "Every Breath You Take" by The Police, and I thought that song was like really kind of an intense. It was a beautiful pop song, and it was very lovely. And but you could take it more than one way. It seemed very kind of creepy and obsessive on one hand, and very kind of like intense and loving on the other hand. And I wanted to write a song that was like that. So I wrote Losing My Religion.
Okay, well, this is it. That's R.E.M., my guest is lead singer and songwriter Michael Stipe. You know, I think a lot of people have a personal story to tell about that song, particularly about the lines, "Oh no, I've said too much, I haven't said enough." I think a lot of people have stories about times when they really weren't sure about whether they've said too much or said enough. Do you have a story that matches with those lines?
Well, no, I didn't really take it from any real life situation. I just think it was more about fear of rejection, you know, and when you're like really crazy about somebody and you want to tell them, but you're trying to give them hints, and then they're maybe not getting it, or they're saying something back to you, and you're taking it the wrong way, and that's really, it's that kind of weird, uneasy area is what that song kind of covers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very successful. I really like the song a lot.
Oh, me too. I'm glad you still like it. A lot of people get tired of their own hits. And then they get angry with you if you play them.
Yeah, no. It's a good song.
And you still play it in performances?
We try to. yeah, we do.
That was just a dream. Try.
That's Losing My Religion by R.E.M. and Michael Stipe speaking with Terry Gross in 1998. His group R.E.M. and Patti Smith are some of the inductees at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.